going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Hey, y'all, guess what time it is? It's the Grolic Saves the World time.
All right, the Grolic saves the world.
That's right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big, our worries are mixed. Let's have some cake.
Hello and welcome to the Grolic Saves the World, everybody. I am Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orbidol.
And you're sitting there, you're listening to your podcast, and you're saying, wow, that felt just right in a way that I don't even know why it felt so right. And I'll tell you why it's right. Because my hands are at 10 and 2 on the wheel of GSTW. I'm opening up this podcast and I'm guiding it like it needs to be guided.
Yeah, just, I took a little just break the most to have boring a side son. Streets. You won't even get on the highway.
Excuse
you
me.
Won't even get on the highway.
And excuse two. Me. No talking in the back, you two, and do not make me turn this car around. I took a break to have a second son, and I listened to the episode that I wasn't on, and my God, what a mess. What a fucking mess. And I appreciate that you guys did sculpture diapers and are like, let's do something for Adam. It was thoughtful, but I know Ron presented that as a challenge. There's no fucking way either you or Andrew were like, oh, we should do something for Adam.
In fairness, we were going to TP your house, so Ron talked
right,
us down.
Right. In the 16 years I've known you, you've never done a thing for me. Why would you start now? And so masquerading as this altruistic gift to me episode was this just fucking bananas, no organization.
Andrew and I so rarely get a chance to talk.
Yeah,
and we got a chance to really... We kept the riff on the cob. We ate the riff right off the cob.
There's talking and there's goofing, and they're both necessary. But there was so much goofing, guys, and not a lot of talking.
10 and 2. Just, I had my hands on the wheel. My left hand was at 13, and my right hand was somewhere around 21.
It was on my thigh.
Yeah, he's military timing the wheel, and now you got commanders and generals involved, and now it's just. There's no pilots. I'm not trying to talk to you. I'm talking to the listener here. And what I would like to tell them is that rest assured, your podcast is back. Okay. The podcast that you love, The Grog Saves the World, it's back. We're here. We're ready to present you with some coherent, organized content. And I apologize for having a son. And letting these knuckleheads really.
Do you know
just
how bad we
up.
Thought about TPing your house?
Oh,
and even
and
the idea of egging your wife. We thought about egging Kate.
Just hitting her as she goes to her car.
Yeah. Egging somebody's wife.
It's so cliche to egg their house.
That's some fucking Dark Ages
those
shit.
Guys,
that's some fucking,
those guys egg my wife. If you guys knew the shells of people that we are with a 2.5-year-old and a 1-month-old, and Katie's like bearing the brunt of it. Like, so for the one expedition a day, she maybe goes outside and you guys just hit her
egged.
On
She's
the front
like,
porch.
And we're just Andrew and Ben
cackling like jackals as we speed off in Ben's Hyundai.
See you later, Miss Caton Holland.
Well, I mean, thank you. I guess at the very least, thank you for not egging my wife. There is still a core level of professionalism that I appreciate out of you.
No,
too.
We missed you, and seriously, how in the fuck are you doing?
I'm underwater, bro. I'm underwater.
Shit. It's crazy. Like, when they're so close in age that I just Oh, fuck. I do not envy that at all.
Yeah, you've got the terrible twos and the terrible zeros.
Yeah, it's Malcolm's being a champ, but it's fucking hard. I was thinking today, I was just like, if I never go back to work and Katie never works and we don't have any interests or friends, and if we eat once a day, I think we can do this. So as long as that stays the way for the next 18 years,
wow, this is just like,
yeah, I think we can fucking
product
do this.
Placement okay. for having kids.
Well, yeah. It sounds like someone doesn't have a right to be complaining because it can be done. I'm glad you're back, man. And I know you are making fun. We had a lot of fun, and that challenge was it felt very positive. It was a good, it was a nice thing.
It was nice. And I the diapers have come in handy. We're aggressively using the diapers, so we appreciate it over here.
And our last episode, I said it at the end of the last one, and I'll say it again. I have not continued with the while driving in traffic, the positive attitude while driving. It is just insane out there. So, I look back to the episode before for something nice we did for you. And
well,
really
thank you. Thank
good.
You for that. But I think that's a really good transition to this episode, because the positive push was necessary. Maybe we haven't maintained it. I think positivity, what's it go hand in hand with, guys? Just guess. This is a question I haven't answered.
Oh, that's
for.
A good question.
What's
diamonds.
Positivity go hand in hand with?
Diamonds.
What's that?
Test results?
Diamonds.
Test
Andrew
results. Used to test results.
Yeah. Yeah,
both
yeah,
great
yeah.
answers.
Yeah,
I was
electricity.
Thinking kindness. I was thinking kindness.
Mm. Oh, so we're not going to get to try to get pregnant ourselves.
Science experiment? Oh.
Yeah. Andrew, is there anything you want to share about some results you've got?
No, I'm all COVID vaxxed, though. Hey, mouth kisses hey, are yo. Back on the menu. Yeah, you guys want to come over.
No, kindness is a great one. That's a very... it's a very commonly requested challenge from everybody, from listeners.
Doing people want us to do kindness challenge. And I think that's pretty vague. They can take that in any direction.
It's also, though, the world needs it right now. People are going out. They're angry. Things yeah. are crowded.
The summer's
going to
be insane. It's going to be an insane summer.
It's hot and crowded again. And yeah.
I just miss quarantine. You know what I mean? I'm tired of hanging out. I want to get back in there and eat pizza and watch movies.
Yeah, that, Adam, that's how you're living. That's what you're doing.
Literally, the world opened up and it's like, we're shutting her back down. Baby time, crying, Paw Patrol. That's it.
I think a kindness challenge is great. Doing something where we're doing like random things,
random acts of kindness.
Wait, that's a yeah. that's a novel idea. Let's pretend like we just invented that. Yeah.
Now, Ben, I notice you reading some words off that cute throw pillow you've got on your chair. It says yeah. random acts of kindness on it.
We're going full bumper sticker this for this challenge? Holy shit.
We're going with like the cheesy decor, like eat, pray, love oh, shit okay. on the wall. Like,
let's do a eat, pray, love about, challenge sometime too.
Oh, that would be cool.
We have to eat every yeah. day.
Pray every day.
And love every day. Day. Let's see how the other half lives.
We will call it buffet church fuck.
All right, that's write it down. I'm writing
eat,
that down.
Pray, love.
Buffet church
okay,
fuck.
Random acts of kindness. We've all seen yeah, the bumper now, sticker. We've all seen the...
Have you done this before? Have you both
have
ever
Have I ever
just,
been kind it, randomly? No.
No, but I mean, like, have you ever intentionally gone for a period of time really just trying to do as many random acts of kindness as you can?
I have not.
Definitely not. Definitely not. No, my acts of kindness have not been like... They've not been like calculated like that, where it's yeah. like, okay, this week I'm going to be kind. Like, I've done many kind yeah. things, believe it or not. And yeah, it's been like just because I did them, or, you know, I guess like volunteer. Like, I used to volunteer in elementary schools when I was younger, and I did that a lot. I guess that's a deliberate act of kindness, but I was just trying to get into a good college.
My aunt has this thing she calls a Job Fund based on the character from the Bible, and she
not the Arrested Development character. Right. Okay, just checking.
Yeah, but she puts money that she makes a part of it into that, and then randomly, at times, I would get money or a gift certificate to a nice restaurant. You know, she would do this randomly. You just get it for no reason.
Because God was testing you like Job. Yeah. Job is like, that's the meanest story in the Bible. Job is just.
Dude, that
God
story is
really
fucked up.
It
and it's
Job.
Weird that that's presented in the Bible as like, Christians ready to get stoked about your God? Check out what he
totally.
Did to this fucking dude.
Job should have turned his back on that God and been like, yeah. fuck this religion 100
well,
times.
Yeah. You both have just described the entirety of the Bible, actually. I mean,
but Job is another step up in the mind game, creepy God
oh, yeah.
shit.
Oh, for sure. I don't know why she called it a Job fund. That was what it was called. And
that is a nice,
but it was
nice,
always,
yeah, that was a nice surprise.
She's very sweet woman. And that's my aunt. That's a novelist and a playwright. And she,
oh, yeah. You yeah, told me about her.
Yeah. So she would do this and it's like the nicest thing. And it does improve your entire day. I mean, if you're like,
oh, surprise
you're starting
money?
Off. And
yeah.
It's a, yeah.
Dude. And I love the randomness of that. It's less like a rainy day fund for her. But she's just helping out family members randomly. That's
random
lovely.
People, too. I mean, she does it all the time. I went snowboarding like right before the season ended, and a man came up and handed myself and my buddy Ron that were snowboarding $20. And he was like, here you go. You guys go do something. The only thing I ask is that you give $20 to someone else down the line.
Wow. And it,
I would have just immediately, I would have just immediately walked over and handed the $20. Just somebody else. Done.
It was just a sweet older guy that wanted to give some, you know, give somebody some money. And he's like, I do this every so often. I just ask you do it for somebody else.
That's nice. Back when I worked in the Starbucks drive-thru about 8 months ago. No, just
and hopefully again in a month.
But something people would do. And they do this in other drive-thrus too, but especially the Starbucks drive-thru, is they would buy the drink for the car behind them. They would just be like, oh, this yep. is for my drink, and I also want to buy the drink for the car behind me. And then that car pulls up, and you tell them, hey, that car just bought your drink. It always blows their minds. They're like, what? Whoa, okay, I guess I'll buy the drink for the car behind me. And then they do that, and then there'd be this fun chain going, and you'd get to see people, and it really surprised them, and it made their day. And then they would be more than happy to buy the drink for the car behind them,
right.
which is a big
and
risk
real
of Starbucks.
Out of this
I mean,
that's Starbucks Corporation.
That could either
yeah,
be a $5 drink, or it's like, oh, they were picking up an order for work. That'll be $58. But it was always fun to see that chain. It would always eventually end. Somebody would be like, huh? All right, thanks. But it's a fun starting things like that in the world can be fun, and they can ripple out in cool ways.
I would like to buy one small black coffee for the car behind me.
They didn't even order it.
That's what I'm determining they need to drink. Yeah, no, there's stuff like that. Like you see it at restaurants a lot too, which is kind of weird for anybody who's in recovery, which is a lot of kitchen staff people, but they're like, buy a six pack for the kitchen staff.
Yeah.
That's like a new feature mm-hmm. at restaurants. And that's a nice thing you can do. Just be like, all right, boys, here's a six pack. While the one guy can not yeah. drink in the pack cool. and just painfully get through another day as his coworkers celebrate. But the thought is very nice.
There's a in behavioral science, there's this thing called reciprocal altruism, right? Where the idea that humans truly do not do anything for no reason at all. Like rarely do we do anything that comes at a cost to us without hoping to receive some sort of benefit back, whether it's benefit in status or whatnot. And even with this challenge, that's true. Like it makes you feel good. You are reaping a benefit from this in that doing something kind for others does make you feel better about yourself. And it does
absolutely.
Have positive mm-hmm. effects for the person. But as we're talking about with improving ourselves and making ourselves feel better as well and self-care and whatnot, this is also a positive thing. Doing kind things like this also benefits you. It makes you feel good about who you are and about
well,
the place
you live. Maybe
you'll
sleep at night just once.
And truthfully, for any listeners that like suffer from depression and shit, like I've had periods where it's all felt overwhelming and doing like volunteering, and this is kind of socioeconomic, but like seeing how bad off other people have it and sort of makes you realize like, okay, I don't have it that bad. So like sometimes volunteering is simple. It sounds like cliche, but just like going to a soup kitchen and volunteering for an hour, you're like, fuck. Yeah. It gets you out of your myopic misery a little bit. And you're like, okay, I don't have it so fucking bad. Like it's all right. So okay. Helping and being kind can genuinely turn your shit around sometimes.
For sure. So what's the challenge? So we're gonna do random acts of kindness. Do we do one a day? Is that what we think? Like we try.
It's got to be random. One a day isn't random. That's a right.
Well, but I mean, you could also question that it's not random to say we're going to do it within the confines of the time between now and the time we end it.
How about we do at least 7 random acts of kindness before the second half of this episode?
And we jot them down. We'll just write them down. Mm-hmm. And then when we come back.
Write or jot, which one?
Well, I say jot because I don't like Andrew's writing, but I find his jotting to be.
I'm going to pin it.
Should we rate the dopamine spike in 1 to 10 stars?
Just like how big a high it gets you immediately. what a weird, funny. Like, fiendish approach.
Oh, yeah, you want to really get that juice going? Give somebody $20.
These, like, junkies, like, hurrying to help a lady across the street. Like, oh, yeah, that was good.
That was the toughest high I've had all week.
Okay, I like it.
This is going to be hard
for me. I'm in Los Angeles right now. This to-do, random acts of kindness, huge sign of weakness. This is going to be very difficult for me. And it's probably going to really concern people.
You think it's going to be hard for you to do random acts of kindness in the most suspicious city that I've ever been in? If you even say hi to people on the street, they're like, what's this guy's angle?
Yeah, I use like my turn signal when driving and the car behind me is like, oh yeah, I forgot I wanted to be there. Thanks for reminding me.
Question. Can a random act of kindness be rocking a baby to sleep in a cold sweat at 4 a.m. Screaming. Oh,
that's your job.
Only if that baby is me, buddy.
Well, it looks like day one is taken care of.
I'll leave the door unlocked. I'm in my AC sweating. No, let's do it. Let's do this. Random acts of kindness, 7 random acts of kindness over the next week. We'll write down what we did. After the break, we'll come and talk about it. But let's listen to some stand-up comedy, some live comedy.
No, you said it wrong. You have a catchphrase.
Why don't we do this?
I'm stopping doing it. This is my first random act of kindness.
It's our listeners for not being so formulaic.
He's not going to say... Why he's not going to say, don't we do this?
No. Let's listen to some live stand-up. That's for you two. That's my first. That's a freebie.
Wow.
Gratuitous.
You're so kind, Ben. Everyone's always saying that about you.
Everybody says that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I like Ben better now.
Yeah. So why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy?
It was free. What is done can't be undone.
Okay, well, let's listen to some live stand-up comedy from our show that is now happening again. We're back in business. This next comic is so funny. Always a treat when she stops by. You're all going to love her. Please give a listen to Brandy Posey. And when we come back, we will have been... Just with the world will be changed. Coffee will be spread.
I mean, you'll know when
land.
This challenge is done because your life will be better.
Like, yeah, I got the one free small black coffee and it turned everything around.
Stay tuned.
I've been on tour this summer. It's been a lot of fun. In Philadelphia, I was cat sitting for a friend and I got trapped on a balcony because my life is a sitcom. It's just what happens. So I like call my friend, and she's also like married to like a computer designer or something or other. So they have like a nice place, and they were like whale watching in Cape Cod. And I was like, okay, fancy. Well, that's cool. So she like calls a locksmith who comes and couldn't open the fucking door. Like, you're a locksmith. Your job is to smith locks. That's all that you do. That's literally all that you do. I'm heckling from like 3 stories up. It's like, oh, God. So I'm like, yelling at this guy downstairs, and like a contractor comes out of like the place like next door, and like his little balcony, and he like parkoured over onto like my part of the roof, and he's like, "I'll get you down," and he like pulls out a knife and starts just jimmying the door open, and I was like, "Oh, I hope you're a good person. This could go one of two ways right now." Okay, gets the door open in 30 seconds flat, and I was like, "Oh, you've done this before. That's good. Good to know. Real weird." So we get inside, and I was like, "Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You're like my white knight today." And then he said the most beautiful blue-collar thing I've ever heard in my life. He goes, "I'm not a white knight. I'm just a goof in a tinfoil hat." Just warmed my soul. Oh, my God. I love that dude.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Welcome back. It's the second half through La Magica de Podcasting.
Oh, there's that tone. That's the tone I look forward to. Does it get softer to you all?
It's the only way I recognize time is passing.
Oh, yeah.
Like in my normal life without that sound, I got nothing.
Which
I have
is
no
pretty
idea
crazy to only
passed.
Calibrate time once every 2 weeks. But here
and
we
once
are.
Once every 2 weeks, I'm aware, and it's like I turn a fortnight worth of pages, and I know time has elapsed.
But that was a genetic thing you were born with. You have trouble noticing the passing of time.
We're called half-monthers, and it's actually a pretty good organization I'd like to bring some attention to.
Half-monthers.
We sort of black out for half the month. And
no,
then,
that's your drinking, and you know.
That's,
and quit blaming
no, no, no.
it on
That's
your half-monthers.
And then a benevolent podcast producer chimes a bell, and we snap to aware that time has passed and we have bills and obligations.
Anyway, we're back.
We're back.
We're back from the break.
You can probably tell the world's a kinder place because we've been getting after it.
Yeah, this challenge was, I had mixed results. I'm just going to say that right off the bat.
Me too, man. Me yeah. too. Did you do it every day, Ben? Did you do something kind every day?
Okay, so no, I did not, because simultaneously while trying to do something selfless, I was involved in the most selfish of holidays, the birthday and Father's Day back to back. So I took off and I was riding my motorcycle around. So some days I didn't really have a chance to. I didn't really run into people. So I tried to do it as best I could. But I did get five or six.
I don't know, so. Ben, taking that sweet caboose on a mountain ride through Colorado and letting people kind of take a gander is a pretty nice act of kindness.
I mean, they're
like,
from my a cool dude on a motorcycle whipping around the mountain roads. People, that just ups the property value of Colorado in general. People are like, you know what? This state is pretty cool. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, well done.
Showing people what freedom looks like yeah. is pretty kind.
Yeah, shadowy billionaires. This is why they buy up acreage. that's why they do it in mountain towns, because they see my juicy boosie on the old HD,
right.
And they're like, "What? What do I got to do to get more of this daily?"
The boost is loose. Andrew, did you get all 7 days?
I got six.
You got six.
I got six. Which
that's
hey.
Great.
For being in L.A., consider this a real win. Hey.
What?
Yeah, never heard L.A. referred to as a kind town. That's
not what anyone
says about
it. It's actually yeah. where selfishness was invented, I heard.
was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's their main export.
It's also hard to just... it's kind of weird. You're like this low rent superhero just walking around being like, okay, how can I help? And they're like, we don't need your help.
Extremely low rent.
It felt grandiose. Yeah.
And the thing is, when you're doing it because you've assigned yourself it because of like, this is it, there is, and I'll tell a story of one of mine in a minute, but there's a quiet desperation to it that I think
exactly.
people can smell on you that you really want to do this so bad.
Yeah, it's like some nerd with a sword just trying to like help old ladies cross the street. Like, I got this corner, Batman. Don't worry about it. Like, it's
yeah,
just...
impromptu vigilanteism is great. I mean, if you're just the guy who stumbles upon a situation where you're a hero, but trying to find being a hero and going out and hunting it, it does make you a fucking weirdo. Like, well, do we want to just let's go around? Let's each share, you know, a few of these things.
Great.
We'll go in a circle and just kind of talk about what we did and just go from there.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. I'll start off first because I kind of brought this to the challenge, and I'm going to lead by saying this is by far my best one. Like, they're not all this good. And, and it was so good that I thought I was being punked. Like, I could not believe this opportunity for kindness fell into my lap.
Old lady with too many groceries trying to get across the street?
Kind of. I was walking to a comedy show, and I passed a bus stop, and I just heard a man be like, please stop. And I was like, uh-oh. And, you know, it had the feel of, like, a troubled vagrant man. One tends to sort of just like, all right, let's just walk past this guy. He's like, hey man, stop. Just, you tend to just roll past those people. But I did stop, and I was like, yeah. And he's like, can you help me? And I was like, okay. And there was a dude, homeless dude in a wheelchair, one leg. And he's like, can you help me? And I was like, what do you need help with? And he's like, can you push me to the 7-Eleven, which was just like half a block, not even half a block, quarter block down, because I want to like try to beg there. More people will be there. And I said, sure. And so I pushed this man to the 7-Eleven and I dropped him off right on the corner. I was like, where do you want to be set up? And he's like, right here. His chair did not work well. It was like an electronic chair, but I think the need to be charged or something. It was hard to push. And then he's like, will you go in and buy me a hot dog from 7-Eleven? But I legit was in a hurry. So I said, no, but here's $5. That'll get you started. Good luck. And I just said, good luck, pal. And I bid him well, and he said thank you. But I think under most circumstances, I mean, maybe I tend to do things like that if they fall into my lap like that did. But I think you're inclined to just, someone's yelling at you and appears kind of crazy and disheveled. You're like, nope, and you just keep on walking. But yeah. That dude just needed, he didn't need to push down the block.
As living in a city, you're conditioned to do that, to just ignore people shouting at you, because it does happen. A lot of times.
Yeah, it happens. And
I mean,
that
could have been any number of requests if you're downtown Denver. It could have been.
And people have various levels of mental health, and they could be dangerous, and you don't know. And you don't necessarily, you know, and COVID's got us conditioned to fear, like, everybody's germs. And, like, so I did. I had my mask, and I was like, I'm putting my mask on. I felt really bad because I was like, hey, man, the pandemic got to be. And I put it on, and then I pushed him. And that was that. That was my act of kindness, and he thanked me, and it felt very good. But again, that one just fell into my lap. This guy needed help, and I listened for it versus ignoring it.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, at least the challenge kept you open to that. And I think it could, like I said, could have been anything. Like, it could have been a man holding a raccoon and being like, "Is this a cat?" And you're like, nope,
gotta go, sir. No,
see,
yeah, exactly.
Nope, it is not. But yeah,
and by raccoon, you mean his dick. It's a man in a bus stop asking for help. You're not inclined to go into that situation.
Good on you for listening and being open to that. And, you know, who knows? Maybe that was a big day. $5 is good. You got a few hot dogs for that.
And selfishly, I mean, having a newborn and a 2.5-year-old is very, very hard. And Katie and I are sleep deprived. And it's like, I think a lot of people will come up and be like, enjoy it, man. Have fun with this period. It goes so quick. And you're like, fuck you. No one who's in it says that. Like, yeah. It's so fucking hard. And we're like, really kind of woe is me all the time, because we shouldn't be, but we got two healthy kids. Life's great, but we're exhausted and at the end of our rope. And then you see a dude with one leg in a fucking bus stop asking to be pushed to a more effective begging corner. And you're like, I got it really fucking good.
Yeah.
It's not, mm-hmm. it ain't so bad.
Yeah. on the other hand, I hate when people do that. That is stressful. Like, it is.
Of course. I'm not negating, but it definitely put me in a, like, hey, dude, you got it okay, ACH. Walk to your comedy show. It's fucking fine. You're fine.
Yeah. Andrew, what was your first one?
My first one also involved a homeless man, and an unhoused man. And
Wait, I have to ask, what is the term? What's the PC term?
Apparently, it's now unhoused because I had someone actually explain it to me, because I was like, I don't understand. Are we just now like fiddling with language just to play around with the knobs on this thing? but I actually, someone explained it. It's because an unhoused person, they might have a home, whether it's a tent or like a shanty, whatever structure that they have. So they have a home, but they don't have a house. So instead of calling them homeless, which implies they have not even their own little home that they made, if you say unhoused or houseless, then it's like, oh, well, maybe they have a home. Apparently, it's a small qualification. As someone who spent some time homeless as a much younger man,
unhoused,
I'll tell you, you can use either term and don't feel bad about it.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah. We got
someone who has multiple homeless relatives. You can go ahead and say homeless if you really need to, or you could say unhoused.
No, but it makes sense. It does make sense. I mean, you know,
I'm just curious because I don't want to be walking around saying the offensive thing.
I think
stupidly.
It's just a more sensitive thing. But I can also guarantee you that every single unhoused person you meet would much rather you were doing something to help their situation instead
like
of
pushing them to a 7-Eleven,
finally grating the semantics of language for them.
Fair enough. So, unhoused, houseless, homeless interaction.
Yes, this gentleman is walking up the street. And this area where I'm staying in LA, you don't see a lot of unhoused people, surprisingly enough, given the state of that situation in Los Angeles. But so he was like coming up the street. He was like shirtless, and he had kind of like it's kind of this like aggressive walk, you know, where somebody's walking maybe a little fast or whatever. But we had just started the challenge, and I was like, oh, here we go. Here's my first perfect opportunity. I'm just going to, you know, extend myself to talk to this guy, just chat with him like you would if he was like a neighbor with a dog who was well-dressed. You'd be like, oh, how's it going? Like, treat this person like your neighbor.
Now I'm picturing Anthony Kiedis in the Under the Bridge video running towards
Spot
you.
Spot on.
Is that kind of the energy?
It was Anthony Kiedis. This was a mistake on my part. Turns out he lived in this neighborhood. He just goes out jogging every morning.
And you got to meet Anthony Kiedis by opening your brain a little bit in your heart.
it was not Anthony Kiedis.
Are you sure though? He looks different.
And you're in LA. It wasn't Anthony Kiedis.
We don't have to get into race. It was not Anthony Kiedis.
Okay. But if he did say California 9 times in your interaction, it is Anthony Kiedis.
Just telling you where my head goes when I hear shirtless and intense in LA.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
I like that you're Anthony. He's like a jazz singer. I like it.
Yeah. It's different.
Like scatting.
It is different take.
So I go, I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And without missing a beat, he turned and screamed at me, I'm having the best day of my life! And he just kept walking by. And then I realized that when someone yells that at you, it's only terrifying. It only is pretty scary.
Jesus Christ.
He just screamed at me, I'm having the best day of my life! And he just kept walking. And I was like, whoa, okay. But I was glad that I had the interaction, you know?
Dude, Andrew, it's amazing.
Not every day you meet somebody who happens to be riding the best day of their life, even when it seems unlikely.
You could probably speak to this, and I have quite a few friends who had been homeless at points. Simply having people just be like acknowledge you as a human being is a huge thing. Like people just ignore people that are experiencing homelessness, and they like as if they're just not there. They're wallpaper or some sort of inanimate object on the way to work. And, you know, like I've talked to a number of friends who lived out on the streets and would say, like, just when people would say, hey, how's it going? How are you today? You know, like making them feel as if they're part of our society and culture, despite that situation that on a lot of times for a lot of people is very temporary. You know, that's a huge thing. So I know it sounds petty, but I think it's a really good thing to do to just greet your fellow neighbor regardless of their situation.
Yeah, man, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that.
I think people are too worried. They're like, oh, I don't have any money to give this person. It's like, you could just nod to them. You could just be like, totally. Hey, I'm acknowledging you. You know, you don't have to like, I'm not even
hide
here.
Your head yeah, or like fake, it's like you're yeah. changing
you don't
the
have,
radio.
You don't have money to give them. You don't have money to give them, but you don't yeah, have to also like pretend if, like, you know.
Exactly. I feel
they're
like
not
that
the
adds...
Amnesty International people. You can talk to them.
You avoid the Amnesty International eye contact unless you're donating.
I also like that that guy clearly not having the best day of his life, but choosing to embrace it with that urge. Like, I think that should be our Grolic shorthand, especially on these Zoom podcasts, because we catch up beforehand and it's like, bitch, 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 bitch. We're all doing terribly.
And that's just what
but
you
I
call me,
just,
but no.
I think we should just cut the bullshit. And how's it going? We just go, I'm having the best day of my
greatest
life.
Greatest goddamn
know,
day I've ever had at this
we
time.
We know yeah. what's going on, and we just get past it and into
today,
the podcast.
Today, a miracle. Like every
exactly. Okay, right, ben, what about you?
How about your first one?
Well, my actual first one was, and I don't want to brag much. I don't want to make this my first official one, but it gets an honorable mention. Was bringing Adam to pick up his truck from getting his tires done. And
wow. First of all, not a truck. Don't have a truck.
Okay.
But yes.
An SUV. Your Escape.
It's a Ford Escape. It's barely an SUV.
Yeah.
It's like a big car.
Yeah. Big car. Get Adam's big car. You remember
Bended.
That song
Bended.
By Cole Chamber? Remember that Cole Chamber song? Big car. You don't remember that? No, never mind. Jesus it was a song Christ. Called Big Truck. There's some people out there who will remember it. But Adam,
please feel free to chime in.
Adam texted me and said he needed a lift there. I was busy. I was working on sleep, probably more sleep. There's just been a lot of sleep lately. But I says to Adam, I says, hell yeah. I says, Adam, I'm getting up. I scooted over. I picked him up. I brought him to the tire center. It's an NBD.
He did, which is actually why I'd like to change my first one. The pushing the unhoused man to 7-Eleven was nice, but giving your friend an opportunity to pay to give you a kindness, like taking you to
you
pick up
give,
your car.
You giving me the opportunity.
I gave Ben the opportunity to do something kind for me.
Wow.
Which is such a kind gesture.
Yeah, you don't open yourself up like that very often. You're usually very self-reliant. Very self-reliant.
I know. And I could have taken a lift, but I said, no, give Ben the chance. To do something
it's gonna make him
today.
Feel good. This is gonna help him get back on his feet.
I didn't even see that. I didn't realize that me doing the nice thing was actually you doing. This is some Inception staircases folding in on each other type shit. This is some M.C. Escher hand drawing its own hand. I can't even, dude.
There's a lot of layers in this kindness dip, Ben, and that's two of them. That's two of them.
In the seven layer kindness.
Well, there's specifically seven layers of this kindness tip.
Okay, but for real, my first one.
That was very nice, by the way. Ben and I caught up. I really needed the favor. It was a huge kindness. I appreciate it.
Whatever.
That.
Yeah, but
it helped out a lot.
But so because I was out, what I tried to do is that during the evenings, my first one, aside from that one. And I was like in a small town. I didn't see a lot of people if like where I stopped maybe or whatever that night. I would get on Facebook and I would randomly send a note to somebody.
Oh, Ben, problematic.
No. I didn't slide into their DMs.
Oh, Ben, this isn't kind at all.
No. I would send a photo of me tastefully nude sprawled out across
Benny.
A Polaris
Benjamin.
Snowmobile.
No,
and I
Benny.
Didn't think it would... No. What I would do is I would find somebody that I really like and appreciate, and I would send them a note telling them why I think they're great. And I would just send a random note saying, hey, you know, I think you're a wonderful human being. You're very kind and honest. And I would, you know, I would just write a paragraph out explaining why they're an awesome person and to keep it up. And I did that three times to three different people. And just as a way to, you know, hopefully brighten somebody's day. I know when people have done that, it seems to always fortuitously come about when I'm in a bad mood. Maybe it's because I'm in a bad mood a lot right now, but it does cheer me up. It's like, oh, there are people like just randomly saying nice things to each other.
Dude, I love that. And I kind of did the same thing. Although, like, I texted two friends and just told them that I was thinking of them and they're great. And I just like hope they're doing well. Basically. Right. And I've recently just lost a very dear friend, and that kind of made me think like how precious people are. So I literally reached out to two friends, just texted them, been like, hey man, just want to let you know I'm thinking of you. You're the fucking best. Love you, bud. Like yeah. That type of thing.
It's such a silly,
I do the same thing.
Silly, like small thing, but there are times when people have done it to myself that it's made, you know, the next 5 or 6 hours of my day feel really good. You know, it's nice to have somebody say, acknowledge you. You're a good human being, especially when you're feeling less than so. I think so. I tried to do that a few times and the reaction was always it was always very kind. You know, it was always very heartwarming from there.
Isn't it funny? I mean, we're only just starting to get into these, but like how much of this is just the urge for recognition and being seen or heard as like a fellow human, just being recognized. It seems like that is such a basic, easy thing to do, but we do it so little that it comes off as kind if you do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's
amazing.
It seems so base, but anyway, right. Yeah.
I just realized that in real time. Like that's fucking, that's an important takeaway from this episode.
What about you? Oh no, I think you're next, Adam.
Well, that was my second one, that I did the same thing. I just texting a couple friends, which wasn't random because they are my friends. Like, I feel like a Facebook network might be a bit more random, but that was my, I did the exact same thing, basically.
I still think it's random. I mean, we don't do that a lot, even to our own friends. It's just an unexpected note for somebody to get, and I think it's great.
Also, hats off to these confused 5 or 6 people who were like, I think Adam or Ben has a crush on me. I just got this, hey, paragraph about
how you
special
busy
I am
tonight. I started each one with you up, so yeah. I don't think that like many of them got read, but I think it, the idea is what matters.
I ended each of them with cool if I come crash with you for a while, like. Yeah. Undetermined amount of time.
Andrew, what was your second one?
All right, let's cross the species barrier. Here's a random act of kindness I did. I was walking around Huntington Beach, and I came across two baby birds that had fallen out of a nest. One was already dead, and the other one was just kind of like pitifully up against the wall. Just looked very sad. And I had my dogs with me, so I was like, well, I have to just keep going. I don't know. I kind of looked around. I didn't see a nest or anything. I was like, well, this is super sad, but I can't rescue this bird with my dogs with me. They'll instantly eat it or whatever. So I was like, oh, well. And so I just kept walking. And then as I was walking, I was like, there's got to be a way you can do this, like, or somebody you can call. You can't just leave a baby bird, you know, down on the ground. So I walked back. I tied my dogs up to a pole. I found the nest. And then the parents were there. The bird parents had showed up, very concerned, just sitting there. They didn't even fly away when I walked up. And I ended up moving the bird to a new place. I didn't put it back in its nest because the nest sucked. It was like this part of the street where these birds were going to continually keep falling down. So I was like, I'm not putting these child back in this home. I was like Child Protective Services for birds. I'm not putting these babies back
BPS,
in this house.
Bud, Bird so, Protective Services.
So I found a new spot and I put the little bird back in that new spot.
But you, as somebody who has been working, you're a veteran, you've been working for BPS for a while, you know that the end result is to get that little bird back with its original nest.
Yes.
I mean,
it's the best place for it.
So this is this is a myth that I debunked in doing this, which I think is still very pervasive. You can handle baby birds and the parents don't reject them. That's like a very old school wife's
tale.
Yeah, like
don't get your human scent
on them. Yeah, the mother will reject them. Not true. Handle a baby bird as much as you want. Put it back in its nest.
Oh, cool. So if I see a nest, I can just get in there and just
get
bounce
in there,
that robin
snuggle,
around in my hand.
Snuggle the chicks a bit. Put them back in. Mom's
Andrew,
happy
that's
for
so
the break.
I love that. That's like the nicest thing.
But, that's
and
great.
You're, people are asking what kind of bird. Andrew texted me in real time, Eurasian collared doves, just for our listeners. Eurasian
surreal the way that the parents were like, they would not move. They were very like, oh no, our babies. I felt very bad for them. Well, they got
Did
one.
You chew up some back. Of your sandwich? And
I didn't go. And I didn't go that far.
No?
And all I had in my stomach was coffee. And
where
was
Anthony Kiedis? This was in California. Yeah. And Anthony Kiedis didn't run.
Well, there was also.
He was serenading me while I was doing it. Yeah,
we got to pick up this bird. We pick up. This bird, come on, you know what I mean? California.
Related, related act of kindness was Andrew subsequently freeing up traffic on the 405 by going and getting his huskies back, who had wrenched the pole out of the ground and were just dragging it, and sparks are flying. And
you may have heard
Andrew
about
really
that.
Had to get that situation under control, which was a kindness for afternoon commuters.
Yeah, totally.
Well, my second one is I wanted to tell because this related to what we were talking about before of having the stench of desperation to do something nice for somebody. I, throughout, this time period and some of my intermittent sadness at what I'm going through have developed quite the fondness for ice cream. And I, now this is a bit,
listeners
for those
will
of you
recall
that,
our weed smoking episode,
which was really Ben's gateway drug to, ice cream as it turns out.
All that I did was just make CBD has made me want more ice cream. And, so I got an ice cream. And there was a family with a young, one young child behind me. And I wanted to buy the child an ice cream. Oh,
not the family, just the child.
Just the child. I was like,
all right. No, I'd like to buy the DMs and buy children ice cream.
It sounds.
End of episode, everybody.
No,
in tune in next week.
In hindsight,
my God.
Just shut up for
Holy
a second.
Shit.
In hindsight,
what the fuck?
I get that it sounds creepy, but it wasn't as creepy as it sounds.
Why not buy the family ice cream?
Well, because there were like three of them. I don't want to pay.
It's $4 a scoop.
Times are lean right now, guys.
Wow.
And so I was like, yeah, I'll get the little kiddos ice cream. Let's, you know, get him something big, like a big ice cream, you know? What does he want? And they were like, no, we got it. And I was like, are you sure? And they were like, yeah, it's fine. And I was like, really? I'm just like, I don't mind. My son's 16. He's getting his license. And they did not want to have anything to do with me at all.
Wow.
So I'm sure it weirded everybody out. But I was genuinely trying to do something nice. I wanted to get the kid a big sundae, something as big as his head, you know, and a stranger bought it. But instead, I just looked like a fucking creep. And I think had it been more random and not me thinking about having to do this, it also wouldn't have come across as so desperate. That
you're
I'm
like snapping a crisp 100, be like, somebody's doing pretty good up here. Anybody want ice cream?
What about you, you little scamp? How you little shit?
I like that you pulled the old... Mike, I have a kid too. I've had to do that in conversations before where I'm like, oh, is this coming up as creepy that like I'm talking to this person with a kid?
Yeah.
Or I'm like, yeah, I've got a daughter
totally.
About that. And it never comes off as how you intend, like, this will diffuse the conversation. And they're always just kind of like, still not
because
interested.
That's the first thing a creep would do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just try to relate to you.
Oh,
and I realized
man.
So
no, it's such a dad impulse though. I have it too. Like when you see a kid and you don't realize that you're not with your child in that moment. Like I'll always be like, how old? And they're like, what are you? I got a 2-year-old. Sorry.
How old is he?
Always walk this way from school. No, I have a kid and they walk.
Gathering data.
All right. Adam, you're
let's
next
do one.
One
more each.
Yep. Okay. Mine was, this is similarly, you know, trying to go do a kind act and not letting one just fall into your lap. But just like Ben, and I wanted to bring it back to where we had started. I was coming down from the mountains with Malcolm in the car. We went through Starbucks and I was like, I'm going to go full circle on this podcast and buy the coffee for the guy behind me in line at the drive-through Starbucks. I didn't go in as the drive-through. So I'm going to Starbucks. We're on the highway. And like I'm in the right lane and there's a motherfucker like on my ass. And I'm like, dude, I got a dog in here. I got a kid. Like, and I'm like just like doing nothing but fuming at this asshole. And I'm like, go around, and he won't go around. And so like I get off. And then he gets off, and then he fucking goes right into the Starbucks lot behind me. And I had this in mind the whole time. I was like, I'm going to do this for the podcast. I'll buy the Starbucks thing. It'll be a big, good ending. Not realizing that a piece of shit tailgater who's like so on my ass will be the guy. And I had a real moral quandary. And I was like, nah, you know what? Fucking kill him with kindness. Holy and I hope shit. He saw me staring at him. Because I was like, you know, when you get into that, like when someone's coming on your ass tailgating and you're like, no, dude, I'm not going to give an inch. I'm not going to give an inch.
You know, you just said
let's rewind.
Well, let's edit this out.
Let's rewind.
I realized as I said it, just,
you
when someone's
coming on your ass,
when someone's unprotected up your ass on the highway, you guys are so filthy. When someone's no, fucking you up
even,
ass
there's not
on
even
the
any
highway.
Math to do on that one. You just
when
said
someone's
it.
Fucking you up the asshole on the highway.
Someone's coming on your yeah, ass.
You
tailgating.
Just said it. We didn't.
You know, you're in the parking lot about to see the Buffalo Bills. You've got your grill out, your tailgating, oh, and then boom, somebody just comes on your ass.
All right.
I'm just saying, you've driven before and someone's having anal sex with you. Anyway, I said, I hope he saw Christ. Me. I hope he saw me staring daggers at him, and then I hope he realizes, yeah, asshole. Guess what? I'm going to buy you your coffee. And fuck you.
The
and
real
I was out. So I bought,
serial killer I, move.
Yes. I bought the coffee for the guy who fucked me in the ass.
Nice.
Do they just take your credit card and they just charge?
No, they know what the person ordered because they
oh,
came through
that's
after
right.
you. So by the time you get to the window, their order is queued up so they can do it.
And it was $500.
Yeah, it turns out he bought a lot of Starbucks merch inside. The tumblers, yeah, the CDs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He works for Amazon, and I just bought a man from an Amazon shipping plant an entire team's worth of coffee. He was in a hurry because they got a picking quota. Dude, that is insane. Congratulations. Come on your
funny.
Ass.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Mine is... Mine is similar, but not nearly as... Mine is more reactionary. So most of my time here in L.A. has been driving, and I have a multiple acts of kindness from driving. But this one was my hardest, most difficult one. I was driving, and...
Somebody was coming on your ass?
Yeah. And I was like, hey, I'm driving! Enough! So I gotta get rid of this weird stand-up car.
I hate when they do that.
Yeah. So, I was driving in Los Angeles, and there was this Hummer H2 trying to merge into traffic. Nobody's
sake.
Gonna let a fucking Hummer H2 merge in any town, I don't think, but especially here in Los Angeles. And I was like, here it is, hand-delivered to me on a plate. A Hummer H2 needs to get into traffic. Why not let this hippo wade in? And so I gave them room to get in, and they had a fucking Blue Lives Matter, like, police flag sticker on the back. I was like, God damn it, the fucking cherry on top of this motherfucker. But I did it. I did it.
Yeah, Andrew and I are both paying kindnesses to assholes. They don't deserve these
kindnesses.
This
is your Leviathan, Andrew. Oh, my Lord.
No,
there is really something, though, to both of your credit, to being kind to people that you would know. It's easy to be kind to people who are nice, but to show kindness to people who you ordinarily would not, and you try to kill their shittiness with kindness. I mean, the H2 getting in, their shittiness is more lifestyle related than situational, Andrew. It sounds like they were just trying to zip her in, and that's the normal thing to do. But I mean, being kind to people you wouldn't normally, that's super fucking hard. That's a real stretch.
What if in the movie of Andrew's life, what if Andrew did that and that guy's like, huh, nobody's ever done that before. And then he starts thinking and he's like, you know, I don't think they're saying that only Black Lives Matter. I just think that they're saying that lives have been ignored for a long time, and maybe that's really a point to be thought about. And he peels it off and puts on a Black Lives Matter.
But as he's peeling it off, he's like, this thing is a monstrosity. I don't need this much vehicle. I'm driving myself to work.
This thing's basically an RV. I don't need
this. And I've seen those electric car charging stations all over the place lately.
And you know what? My cock is fine. It's not about reaching the bottom of the well. It's what you do to the sides that matter.
It's what you pull out of it. Okay, it's a well. Okay. I went too far with the well metaphor. Like yours.
We changed that. Andrew changed that guy. And my guy never tailgated again. And that's why.
I was legitimately going to say
this. Are you
kidding?
Your guy
this.
Got rewarded like a dog with a treat. He's like, that was some alpha shit. I
you
fucking
do not know that.
Dominated that guy.
That guy could have been tailgating because he's having a shitty day at work, or his life is, and he's just angry and he's trying to take it out on people. And then when he thinks someone is going to be shitty or jam on their brakes, he pulls into the drive-thru. They buy his coffee, and that may have made his day a little better. You do not know. We're cynics and we're assuming the worst, but that could have been a little ray of sunshine in his shitty day.
Do you remember in Billy Madison when fucking Adam Sandler's calling up people and he's like, I just wanted to let you know I was mean to you in high school and I feel pretty terrible about that.
Yeah.
And then Steve Buscemi like crosses him off of the list of people to kill.
And then puts on the lipstick and lays back with a smile.
Doo-wop, doobie-doobie-wop.
Yeah.
So
great.
We did that.
All right, Ben, your last one.
My last one is serious. You know, it's something that local comic, his name is Danny Ramos, super funny kid. And he was in a terrible accident. He was hit as a pedestrian. He and I guess his girlfriend, and she passed away.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
San Francisco, they had moved together out there for work and stuff. And this dude, a very bright future, doing stand up, really super nice person. And from everything I've heard, so was his girlfriend. So I donated to the GoFundMe as a lot of people had and have. And so I just wanted to say this, you know, we'll post it in the show links. But if anybody can, you know, find it in their heart to donate a few bucks, any of our fans out there, certainly not, you know, you don't have to, or anything like that. But I did this just because I know, one, it would mean a lot to him and his recovery. And two, I know it means a lot to the Denver comedy community at large. But it's a terrible situation. I hate to bring it down at the end like this, but
no, not at all.
No, it's worthwhile, man. Like they did an auction for him. I donated a book to that, and anybody who could give anything, we'll put the thing in the show notes. It's nice. Of course, that's a nice act of kindness, dude.
And I don't feel like it's a random act, but I just more wanted to be able to use this podcast just to let people know. We'll post it and. If anybody can open up their hearts and their wallet a little bit, anything I know will help. But super sad situation.
Okay, wrapping it up.
Okay.
Is this something you will continue to do, Ben? Go.
Yes, I will continue to do this, but I will do it randomly, not because I feel like I have to, because as I've discovered in the ice cream shop, that makes me a creep.
The fact that you were crying may have shattered it for the parents
a
little bit.
I did not come into the interaction crying. I started crying.
Oh, there you go.
Got it.
But that was just because I remembered Milo
so
being
little,
so little.
I remember when mine was this little.
Let me pick the little guy up.
Yeah.
And I just tried to...
Ben's got fucking 8 to-go pints in his arms.
But yeah, I definitely think that this is something I will continue to do. We all kind of do it anyway, but I will try to be better about doing it more often and making it completely random and for no other reason other than to just do something nice for it. Definitely makes the world a better place. What about you, Adam?
Well, thank you for pronouncing it French. Adam. I will absolutely continue to do this. Again, not with the cloyingly, like, what have I got to do today that's kind, but more just, I think the recognition thing is what I hit upon in this episode. Recognizing other people is kind in and of itself. And I think that's just pulling yourself out of your own navel gazing and seeing other people as people who are complicated and suffering and long for attention and love and all of it. And just sort of trying to give a little bit of that makes the world a hell of a better place. So obviously, if good opportunities come up to be kind, I'm there. But I think the kindness that I can just give organically is recognizing other people and telling them they're important to you, or that, hey, man, I see you. I hope you're having a good day. I think
huge. I can take a couple minutes out of my day to help you do something that seems insignificant to me, but made your day much easier.
I think that's a big one for sure. Orvidal?
Yeah. Again, like, I think it costs nothing to recognize other people, be kind to them. It's just something to keep in mind.
It's all the time we have, Ben. really fun. Just not recognizing you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think, you know, when people are thinking about things they can do, there's an entire community that lives a totally separate life and is often viewed as being insignificant or subhuman or what have you by a good portion of this population, and just acknowledging them and treating them as if they're anybody else they would see on the street during the day.
Totally, totally, totally. And post-pandemic, I think there's a fear of the other. You know what I mean? I think we're all afraid of everyone. So it's okay. Get your fucking vaccine and recognize people. It's all right. Let's get back to being humans.
And if you see me out at a fucking ice cream shop, let me buy your fucking kiddo a sundae. Okay? I'm not a creep. I'm not trying to be a creep.
I wouldn't
just
let you buy my daughter a sundae.
A big one.
You
as big
buy,
as her
you
head.
You can buy Malcolm a sundae too.
Okay.
And anytime. We'll set up a date. I just need a ride to get Katie's car.
Okay. How about this? Let's take a break. Let's listen to some stand up from our live show, which, as we mentioned, it's back. Last Saturday of the month, Bug Theater, Denver, Colorado. Come see us. This is a clip from a show in the past. This is one of our favorite comedians, Christian Duguay, who also has a very funny comedy podcast called Valley Heat, if you want to check that out. And when we come back, we will have some more show for you, and we'll find out what next episode's challenge is.
Stay tuned.
I went to a party, met a friend's four-year-old son for the first time. I love it when parents use you to teach their kids a lesson. So can you say thank you to him, Devin? Can you say thank you? Say thank you to the man, Devin. Say thank you. Tell him thank you. And you have to stand there like a weird man who needs to be thanked for things. Say thank you to me, Devin. Say thank you. Say thank you. Say it, Devin. Say thank you. Please say it, Devin. I need this. I need you to say thank you. Say thank you to me. He never said it. He never said thank you. At one point, I was like, it was okay. No, he needs to learn. He needs to learn. All he learned was that he doesn't have to do anything they say ever, and everything will be fine. Here's another lesson that I love parents teach their kids. They'll be in the store, and the kid won't leave the store, and so they just go, okay, Devin, bye. Bye, Devin. I guess you won't leave the store, so our love for you ends here. Like, teach your kid discipline. Don't terrify him into obeying you. Oh, you guys won't stop fighting back there? I guess I'll just run over the next dog I see. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to run over the next dog I see. You guys aren't going to do the dishes? All right, I guess I'm going to burn the house down. No, I'm burning it down. I'm going to burn it down. Sorry, kids. You had your chance to do everything I said.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
All right, and we are back. And what an episode. I really liked this one. This one was fun. And I think you both did well, and I'm proud to know you. I am
Thank
proud
you, Ben.
I think you've liked every episode, though. I don't think we've ever come to this point in the show and had you say,
there were a couple
not really
that
an episode for me.
No, I
not
there were a
Ben
couple.
Episode.
Yeah, there were a couple where I was like, fuck this shit, I'm never doing that again.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed this episode, Ben. But Ben, more importantly, tell the people what you're doing, dog.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Everyone,
don't hold
today,
out any longer.
Today, my new album, Take the Sandwich, is available right now for purchase through the fine folks at 800 Pound Gorilla Records. You can download the album anywhere you download albums. You can stream it wherever you stream your albums, wherever you album. I'm so nervous. Guys, I'm so nervous.
Ben, you've done this so many times. Like, relax.
It's like album four or something.
Yeah, this is my fourth album, but this album I wrote during a dark time. You know, I did that for all the other albums.
Yeah, they're all pretty dark.
There's no sunny Ben Roy albums.
It's kind of a dark catalog. Yeah. It's got a great cover too by Matt James. It's a painting.
An amazing artist did this oil painting of a bologna and cheese sandwich. And
it looks so good. Like every time I see that album cover, I'm like, oh man, I wish I could have that for lunch.
Your trash is showing, Andrew. Yeah. Your trash.
Seriously.
You got to tuck it in to the waistline.
You don't want a bologna and American cheese sandwich with like a Diet Coke or whatever that is next to it? It looks good.
It's Caprese season. Fuck off.
That's the Wyoming Caprese. What an asshole. The bologna and cheese is the Wyoming Caprese sandwich. Yeah. Anyway, Take the Sandwich, available now wherever you can. Please, and tell people if you can, download it. Thank you in advance. You all rule, and I hope you enjoy it.
And also, we are on Patreon, as you know. If you're not joining us there, you should. We got lots of cool stuff up there. This month, I'm going to share with you the one parenting tip that I have.
Ooh,
so if you're out there and you're like, I need to know what Adam's parenting tip is, get on Patreon. You'll figure it out. Patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
Get into it. Also, if you're a new listener, go ahead and just mash that subscribe button. Go get a masher and just mash it. Yeah.
I don't like when you say mash.
No, mashing is when you have a handful of mashed potatoes and you slap it on your keyboard.
Ruin your computer subscribing.
I think you're both wrong. It's when you set up a makeshift medical hospital in a war zone and hijinks ensues.
Nice.
And then you rewatch the movie and it's so sexist you can't believe it was ever funny in the first place.
So yeah, however you like to mash. Do that to the subscribe button. You can find us all over wherever you like podcasts and social media. We're at Grolic Comedy.
We're just hanging out.
Yeah, we're just hanging out. Just waiting
on Spotify.
Just waiting for somebody to come by. No big deal.
Yep. I wanted to just say a big, huge thanks to low rent superhero Ron Doyle. If it weren't for him, this shit doesn't exist. Thank you.
Just hanging out at laundromats, looking to how he can help people walking down the street.
Thanks for cutting out all my dog jingles. Putting the sex back in Section 8, am I right? Anyway.
And our theme music is provided by the benevolent Charlie Continental, which in one Wu-Tang song, RZA says, benevolent, and I can't get it out of my head. But the benevolent Charlie Continental, thank you for our theme music, as always.
Well, so what are we doing? What's the haps on the craps?
I think we've been kind of jerking each other off enough. I think we should do something good.
Was that part of the challenge? Wait, Andrew, you got jerked off?
Andrew, you got
These
jerked
guys,
off.
They come up on my ass and they jerk me off. And I think we got to stop that, you know, stop coming on each other's asses and jerking each other off. We do one that's actually good for the planet. And I mean, undeniably good for the planet next episode. And that's as far as I'm going to tease it.
What?
You'll tease it that far?
I'll tease it that far and I will tease it no farther.
Oh, all right. Well, you know what's about to be said. Thank you all for tuning in.
I hate the joy that you receive from this.
I receive so much joy. Thank you all for tuning in and play us out, Charlie.